Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It was the slap heard around the world, and now it's the almost divorce heard around every entertainment news outlet. Because Jada Pinkett Smith is at it again and says the slap that Will Smith gave Chris Rock at the Oscars saved her marriage. So now people are wondering, why is Will hanging out with another woman that looks almost exactly like Jada? So Jada Pinkett Smith did an interview with U Magazine where she says she calls that slap that happened on the Oscar stage the holy slap because, quote, so many positive things came after it.
No.
What?
Jesus, our Lord and Savior, wants nothing to do with that. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Jesus is like, leave me out of this one.
Ain't nothing holy about it.
She said, that moment of the crap hitting the fan is when you see where you really are. After all those years of trying to figure out if I would leave Will's side, it took that slap for me to see I will never leave him. Who knows where our relationship would be if that hadn't happened? So that comes out, and around the same time, photos of Will Smith bopping around with a new lady at Miami's Art Basel came out, and she looks scarily exactly like Jada Pinkett Smith.
Dude's got a type.
Huh. And so are they were just seen together. Are these, like, any of these photos inferring that there is something romantic?
So outlets are saying that they kept some space between them, but they did leave the event in the same limousine, according to sources.
Do you think this was his strategy and he was sure this one was going to work? Like, if I slap Chris Rock on TV, for sure, Jada will leave me.
You know.
And here she is going, nope, made me love him more. and he's like, what do I got to do?
I don't feel like if I was Will and I was in his position, I would take that as a compliment that it took for me to be violent with somebody for you to finally love me.
So I've been doing my breakup podcast long enough that I do have some theories about the way men break up with their partners as opposed to women. And to me, I've always noticed, and just because most of my breakup stories are horrible things happening that lead to breakup, it always seems like men will implode the relationship rather than just have a conversation.
Absolutely. I did this so many times when I was younger because I was too much of a coward just to have a face-to-face. So you do things that you know that eventually she's going to break up with you, so you're not the quote-unquote bad guy. It's so cowardly, though.
It's awful, and it's something that I've noticed, and if Will's doing it, I'm not surprised.
I've never seen it work. I've tried it a couple times myself, and she always ends up liking me more. Every time.
Ooh, a bad boy.
Right.
So note to all the guys out there, learn communication skills.
Yeah.
Time to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It's your breaking Tavis news now on The Burt Show.
Tony Romo called Taylor Swift Travis Kelce's wife.
Do you like the way that sounds, Abby?
I love the way it sounded. So I was, you know, just tuning into the Kansas City Chiefs game, as a Swiftie does. And to my surprise, Tony Romo came out of left field and called her his wife.
That's amazing. This is intercepted by most people, as you see Kelce's wife, Taylor Swift, in the audience. Oh. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Not yet.
Tony Romo is all of us.
Man, still out here fumbling, not even on the field.
Yeah. That's your former quarterback.
That's my dude. Man.
That is close to home. You know what? This whole, I really like their relationship together. I really do. Somehow I've got swept up in the whole thing, and I really want it to work out. Except, I'm at my saturation point with watching her on NFL games.
Oh, my
enough.
God.
Enough. Enough.
I mean, that's not her fault.
I know. It's every single time the man touches the ball or he makes a block or he does anything. He really did have an amazing play this weekend. Yeah, it was actually called back because of a penalty. But every single time the dude touches the ball, they will pan onto her in some suite. It's enough. We get it.
You have to file a complaint with the NFL because the NFL know what is buttering their bread right now. It's the Swifties.
I don't mind this format, honestly, that anytime any player does well in the NFL, you flash onto their significant other in the crowd because most of the wives and girlfriends are hot. So let's do it with all of them. Why just Taylor?
It's only annoying to me when they do it right after the team scores and then they don't show the player. Is celebration like the guy who actually did the scoring? They skip his celebration to show her. And come on,
it's a good point.
Now, I don't think we've talked about it at length, but the Time Magazine article, I'm sure you read that cover to cover. What did you think?
Oh my God, I loved every second of it. Now, I mean, I could go on a whole deep dive, which we literally just don't have time for, but I think the most interesting part of the article is everything that she doesn't say, but you really have to like read in between the lines to know like the messages that she's feeding the Swifties.
Can we please dissect that?
Yeah, we can. Dissect that coming up next on Entertainment Buzz on the Burt Show.
Well said, girl.
Words are wording today.
The Burt Show.